Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, this is an incredible story. I did a whole Battleground America podcast on it yesterday.
Okay.
And you could deep dive into it. And we need to deep dive into it. We need to start paying attention to what's going on between the Democrat Party and Iran. Because when you connect the dots, it's quite a story. A lot of us in America walking around going, wow, sure looks like the Secret Service unsecured and insecure at the Trump rally so as to make way for an assassin. Is it much bigger than that? Has the Democrat Party and agencies captured by them taken the point of view that if you challenge us in any way, good luck staying alive? Good luck with that. We're not helping you, including RFK. Is this bigger than Trump? If you are associated with Trump and Iran is threatening to kill you, good luck. Hope you make it there, bud. That's what it appears is happening, says an article in Tablet magazine. It's called Iran is Still Trying to Kill American Officials. Why is the Biden administration refusing to protect them? This is much bigger than Trump, and it's been going on for a while. So here's what happened. After Soleimani was killed, remember the Democrats took Iran's side?
Mm-hmm.
Qasem Soleimani was the number two official in Iran. He was the head of the Quds Force, and he had killed and maimed a lot of American soldiers. Trump said, no more. I'm going to drone you. He did. He died. Well, no less than the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei himself posted a murder list, 15 Trump officials. And how they would be murdered by drone, sniper fire, bomb, lethal injection, or stabbing. Now, this makes them all eligible. They're the top basically 15 national security officials in the Trump administration and Trump. This makes them all, they all qualify for Secret Service protection. All of them. Including former Trump administration official Robert Greenway, Victoria Coates, Matthew Pottinger. So they wrote a letter and said, hey, look, Iran's trying to kill us. We qualify for Secret Service protection. Wrote a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland. He didn't bother to respond. It's been 18 months now. It got so bad that Robert Greenway was hacked by Iran, his email was, as they tried to figure out to use the emails to plot his movements so they could kill him, according to the FBI. Well, I mean, surely that would qualify him for secret. Nope, no Secret Service protection. Sorry, you're a Republican. Good luck, bud. Good luck keeping your family alive. Topping what U.S. officials informally call Iran's longstanding kill list is Donald Trump. When did they put this kill list out? As soon as Biden took office.
How convenient.
They didn't dare do it when Trump was still in office. I mean, they didn't want to be droned to death. What does Biden do? Iran has an active kill list that basically amounts to the former CIA director, former head of State Department, Mike Pompeo, Michael Bolton, and the top 15 in the Trump administration. What do they do? Lift the sanctions in Iran. After they published a kill list? Yeah. Now, if you're the mullahs, Lee, what do you think?
We can do whatever we want.
We can. Thank you. And the Democrats will love it. Look, we've got so much in common. We all want to defeat Trump. It's all very convenient.
Well, it's also documented that there are, at the very least, to say, Iranian sympathizers within the State Department.
Oh, yeah. No, they had to remove one of them.
One of them.
One of them. Now, is this just a bunch of talk? Are these Iranians serious? Oh, they're serious. Most Americans don't realize that in 2021, the first assassin they sent, and his job was to recruit more assassins, he was Quds Force 2, came right from the Iranian government, had established two accounts. One of them had 300,000 in it. He tried to hire a cartel hitman to kill Bolton and Pompeo. He had another account with a million in it. That one was to off Trump. We caught him. He's scheduled for trial. But that would suggest to me that, you know, if he got that far, John Bolton and Robert O'Brien might be in trouble. Those are Trump's two top national security advisors. After all, Iran already tried to kill Bolton. Well, O'Brien, at the time they tried to kill Bolton, was given Secret Service. Guess what Kimberly Cheadle did? She pulled it. She pulled it. The woman who resigned? Yeah. This is from Tablet. Last week, the Wall Street Journal disclosed that Cheadle had ended government protection for O'Brien despite continuing Iranian threats against him and the fact that his counterpart, John Bolton, had actually been targeted for assassination.
Yeah, he and Pompeo both.
Yeah, you know what this is? Do you really want to serve in a Trump administration?
Right.
Because you're not going to get any protection from people who want to kill you because you have wrong think.
Mm.
Wow. That led Pottinger and the others to write the letter to the Department of Justice begging for Secret Service protection. Nobody even bothered to respond. So, Lee, this is a broader picture. This is not just Trump. It's not even just RFK.
It's an entire administration.
Yes. An entire administration. Now, remember, Iran has tried this before. Remember the Cafe Milano? They were going to blow it up with all kinds of people in there because they wanted to kill Saudi Ambassador Adel Al-Jubeer. Thank God we managed to stop that. They have tried assassination attempts on our soil before. One of them was successful. They killed an Iranian diplomat who had turned against the country. Now, here's what's interesting, okay? Greenway, the one who got hacked by Iran because they're trying to find his movements so they can kill him, still can't get Secret Service protection because of the crime of being part of the Trump administration. Greenway says he's now an expert on the Middle East for the Heritage Foundation. He doesn't think this is about Soleimani anymore. He thinks this is about the 492 different sanctions that Trump put on Iran that worked so effectively the Iranian people didn't have enough food and were on the verge of overthrowing their leaders. They're terrified Trump will get back in office. And he believes that is why Iran is trying to kill Trump now. That it's, he says, quote, it's way beyond Soleimani now. It's about the prospect of Trump's return to the White House. Now, look what's happening. Look over here. This is very interesting. In the Wall Street Journal. Just this past week, our intel agencies have come out and admitted that Iran is actively trying to stop Trump from winning the presidency. Before, their position was, well, they're just sowing chaos. Don't, you know, just ignore them. Actively trying to stop Trump from winning the presidency. Yeah, but killing him. Remember what Jesse Waters said?
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. This is completely unacceptable.
Wow, more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. That's weird. That is what that whistleblower who just wrote an email that he sent to a lot of the Secret Service said, look, we're going to have another assassination attempt. It's going to be within the next 30 days. And Trump is not going to survive this unless the top five at the Secret Service, who he called corrupt, are let go. He said they will not protect Trump. They're not going to. They won't.
Maybe Trump needs to hire Mossad to protect him because
at this, I know.
Because if as we're finding out this morning, supposedly Israel is responsible for this missile strike in Tehran that took out a Hamas leader. And I think that's something that's being missed here. It was in Tehran. the capital of Iran. The Hamas leader was taken out by missile strike and also one of his aides. And the interesting thing I also heard was that he just hours before that had met with the Ayatollah and the new president. Well, what does that tell you? If Israel had wanted to, they could have taken out the entire Iranian leadership.
And Lee, that may be the only way that Trump can survive is, like you said, hoping the Mossad does it, because Joe Biden is going to protect the interest of Iran here by insecuring and unsecuring the Trump rallies. But again, what's so amazing is this is part of pattern. You're seeing this happen with all these Trump officials and with RFK, who's a Democrat.
Right.
And that's not all. There's another part of this, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. You got to listen to the Battleground America podcast. There's a second chapter to this. It will blow your mind. Get the Battleground America podcast. I try to keep it under 16 minutes. You get it by texting keyword Tara, T-A-R-A, to the text line 71307. Yesterday's edition on Iran.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, room? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it was all a lie all along. The FBI has always known that Trump's ear was shot by a bullet. There's never been any doubt, not even from the beginning. As Deputy Director of the FBI, Paul Abinanti, explained yesterday.
Is there any doubt in your mind or in the collective mind of the FBI that President Trump was shot in the ear by a bullet fired by the assassin Crooks?
There is, Senator, there is absolutely no doubt in the FBI's mind former President Trump was hit with with a bullet and wounded in the ear. No doubt, there never has been.
Okay.
I've been part of this investigation since the very beginning, and that has never been raised.
You're sure?
Yes.
It wasn't a space laser.
No.
It wasn't a murder hornet.
Absolutely not.
It wasn't Sasquatch.
No, Senator.
It was a bullet.
It was a bullet, Senator.
100%. Fired by Crooks.
Yes, sir.
That hit President Trump in the ear and almost killed him.
100%, Senator.
Okay. Glad we cleared that up.
Well, here is the director of the FBI lying about that last week.
With respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that, you know, that hit his ear.
Yeah, that's not true. Not even close. But what they do there, and it's very smart, the reason he said that, the director of the FBI, and he knew he was lying under oath, which is a felony for us, but for him, it's just, you know, another day in Washington. What he knew was the media would run with that. What was remarkable about it was the same conspiracy theory that Joy Reid was slinging on MSNBC, using almost the same words. Well, we haven't seen a report. We just don't know if he was hit by a bullet. He might even be lying about that. The Democrats ran wild with it. So if you have a Democrat family member, friend, they do not be surprised if they think Trump made up the assassination. Because once they ran the headline, they were done with it. They knew they couldn't keep up the lie forever. They know Trump was hit by a bullet. Unbelievable. All right. Meanwhile, it's going to be fascinating to see what this generation does in terms of family formation, marriage, dating. Look, you know, we talk about national divorce all the time because the two cultures that are occupying America right now are so different, they're not reconcilable. We talk about the U-Hauls that have rolled a record number of internal moves, so much so the financial capital of the United States of America has shifted for the first time since the founding from the northern liberal states down to Florida and Texas to the south. That's a big bunch of movement there. Well, if we can't get along nationally, if those two cultures are not reconcilable, you used to be able to get married. You did. She was liberal. He was conservative. It worked. It doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work on even the neighborhood level. People can't stand each other. They will pull up stake, leave their family, leave their job, get in their car and drive down to the South. It's happening in record numbers. So much so that in just 3 years, Florida has gone from a swing state to a solid red state. It's incredible. Well, what does it mean when one gender is with one culture and another gender is with another culture at a rate we've never seen before? It's a problem. It's an interesting problem. And it's documented in the Wall Street Journal. America's new political war pits young men against young women. I wonder what's going to happen here. And a lot of this is because young women are overwhelmingly on TikTok and thus are brainwashed by the Chinese Communist Party, their Politburo, which runs TikTok and spews the messages. Young men are not on TikTok. And they are becoming radicalized, I think, by being around these young women, having not been exposed to where they got their views, but still being exposed to their views. It just sounds weird, nutty. Listen to the size of the problem. This is incredible. It's 2016. 51% of young men ID'd as Democrat. 52% of young men voted Democrat. These are young men 18 to 29. 2016, 51%. By 2023, it was down to 39%. Men, and particularly young men, are figuring out Democrats and liberals hate them, think they're toxic, want to erase them, and they're leaving. But the women are getting more radical and more liberal. And that's a problem. Young men now favor Republican control of Congress. The young men majority now identify as Republican, 18 to 29. While women under 30 remain strongly behind Democrats for Congress and the White House. And they are far more likely to call themselves liberal than two decades ago. So this is creating a cultural collapse. I talk about this regularly with my boys because they bring it up. In terms of just the girls they know almost seem to be from a different culture. When a girl is not from that culture, they'll note it, remark on it. Hey, there's one in, you know, this class I have or this thing I'm in. She's not with the rest of the girls. And my sons will tell me they're crazy. These girls are nuts. And you get a little nuts when you overdose on Democrat ideology. You do. It affects you because your mind from the time you were young is building a reality that is fake. And where do all your views come from? Where does your worldview come from? Where does your perception, your norms, where does it come from? It comes from your reality. If you have been living in a reality that is almost entirely fake, you know, it's not your fault. You are mentally warped. And you're still out in the real world. You fear things that aren't real. You think that the world's going to burn up from climate change. It's not. Young men back Trump over Biden by 14 points. A substantial swing from 2020. In that election, listen to this, young men supported Biden by 15 points. So let me read that again. I mean, this is a cultural change and it's happening fast. Young men are getting radicalized, I think, by young women. Young men back Trump over Biden by 14 points. Back Trump over 14 points right now. 2020, which is like what, just three some years ago, they backed Biden by 15 points. Now, listen to how different they are. Young women in the journal survey, backed Biden by 30 points and Democrat control of Congress by 34 points, essentially unchanged from 2020. So something is happening to young men and it's not happening to young women. What is it? And again, I see this in my own house because I have boys. I have two boys. And they will tell you these girls are crazy from TikTok. They can't believe the things they hear girls say. And when they say it, and when there is so much acid toward men, men go looking for other men who feel alienated like they do. And where do they end up? Three places. Jordan Peterson, Matt Walsh, Ben Shapiro. I can tell you that's my house. I don't watch either of those three. I don't know. They don't, cool guys, but it's not my thing. I didn't introduce that to my sons at all. They got it from friends and from the internet, and they are glued to it. So there's a counterculture evolving with young men who are rebelling, and they're rebelling by becoming a Republican. They're rebelling by rebelling against everything that is liberal in a way they have never done before. And so this is fascinating. Wall Street Journal, I don't know what this is going to mean for large percentages of boys. And I've talked about this before, being able to form families with these women. And this change has really happened since 2020. I mean, among men, it's almost a 30-point swing. Majority supports Biden, men age 18 to 29, to majority supports Trump, and it's not even close. It's not even close. I'd love to know if this is going on in your family. I worry about my boys. I worry about them finding women. We've been having conversations about where do you find women that are like you. Texture rates for men, that is a 30-point swing. I know. In about 3 years. So this is going fast. Men are radicalizing quickly. And by radicalizing, I mean compared to where they were. That is a radical swing. Texture writes, the young men went to where the women were. I think they mean back in 2020. Now they are starting to think with their upper head. Texture writes, where'd it go? Where they were born, not in a foreign country like America. Okay, and so that is all fractured. Okay, we'll be right back. Kamala Harris once likened ICE to the KKK, but she wants to know you to know that now she is a border hawk. Oh, yeah. She's a border hawk, and just because she said we shouldn't even use the term illegal immigrant, and illegal immigrating should not be illegal, doesn't mean she's not going to leave the border wide open. No, she is now committed to closing the border. Using, well, who? Oh, ICE. Didn't she say ICE was like the KKK, though? Here's her grilling Ron Vitriello, who then was head of ICE. Now, this is back when she was in the U.S. Senate less than 5 years ago. And here we go. All right.
What we would call today a Klan was a domestic terrorist group.
Why? Why would we call them domestic terrorist group?
Because they tried to use fear and force to change political environment.
And what was the motivation for the use of fear and force?
It was based on race and ethnicity.
Right. Are you aware of the perception of many about how the power and the discretion at ICE is being used to enforce the laws? And do you see any parallels?
He's looking at her like she's nuts. I do not see any parallels between
sworn
officers and agents.
I'm talking about perception.
I do not see a parallel between what is constitutionally mandated as it relates to enforcing the law.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
I see no.
Are you aware that there's a perception
that puts ICE in the same category as the KKK? Is that what you're asking me?
No, I'm very specific about what I'm asking you. Are you aware of a perception that the way that the discretion
I see no parallel.
I'm not finished.
I see none.
I'm not finished. I'm not finished. Are you aware that there's a perception that ICE is administering its power in a way that is causing fear and intimidation, particularly among immigrants, and specifically among immigrants coming from Mexico and Central America? Are you aware of that perception?
I do not see a parallel between the power and the authority that ICE has to do its job and the agents and officers who do it professionally and excellently with lots of compassion.
Sir, how can you be the head of an agency and be unaware of how your agency is perceived by certain communities?
There is a lot of perceptions in the media and in the public that are incorrect about the agency.
But the perception exists, would you agree? Whether or not it's correct. And wouldn't you agree then that if that perception exists, there might need to be some work done to correct the perception?
I do want to advocate for the workforce, the vital public safety mission that they have to protect the homeland. And I think more people need to know how valuable they are to the society.
Yeah. She wants you to know she's tougher than Trump on the border, she says. Tougher than Trump. This is Kamala Harris less than 5 years ago. Here she is then. But this morning, the New York Times announced she has now reversed every major issue position that she held. So don't worry, she's moderate now. She doesn't believe this anymore.
Being an undocumented immigrant is not a crime.
I know what a crime looks like.
An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal.
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 An undocumented.
It's more than 20 times she said it. I won't play the whole thing for you. Okay, but what will she actually do when she gets elected? Oh, she's going to be better than Trump on the border. She's tougher than Trump. Oh, so she's going to deport all those illegals? Nah. She's going to make them citizens and give them the vote. Here's Elizabeth Warren, senator, telling us what Kamala would do.
I believe we need to create a pathway to citizenship. All of that is a part of what we need to do for comprehensive immigration reform. Kamala Harris will work with Congress and get that done.
Uh-huh. Remember, this is the same person, all in the last 5 years, who said it was the height of irresponsibility to build a wall to keep out terrorists because terrorists would never come here. They would never do that, except now we know they would. More than 600 terrorist watch list designees have been caught on either the southern or the northern border trying to get into the country. Those are just the ones we caught. She said it would never happen. And it was the height of irresponsibility to try to keep them out. But why would she feel that way? Well, she thinks we shouldn't even use the term radical Islamic terrorist. So you can't use it. You can't describe her border policy of letting them in. Here she is on that.
You must have the courage to object when they use that term, radical Islamic terrorism, which ignores how many of us overwhelmingly.
Must reject the term. She goes on to say we should reject the term illegal immigrant. Now, here's the ad she's running right now. And folks, this isn't targeted at you. You're smart. This is targeted at dumb people and Democrat voters. But then I repeat myself.
On the border, the choice is simple. Kamala Harris supports increasing the number of Border Patrol agents. Donald Trump blocked a bill to increase the number of Border Patrol agents. Kamala Harris supports investing in new technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Donald Trump blocked funding for technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Kamala Harris supports spending more money to stop human traffickers. Donald Trump blocked money to stop human traffickers.
Okay, this is such a lie. First of all, Trump didn't block anything. He's not in office. He can't block anything. That's a lie. That's why that part's kind of sketchy. What Trump did was refuse to support the Senate bill. What did the Senate bill do? It weakened federal law. The purpose of the Senate bill was to make sure that if Donald Trump was elected, he could not stop 5,000 illegal immigrant future Democrat voters from coming over the border. What it said was this. You can't close the border until after 5,000 cross. Well, is it illegal for them to cross? Yeah. You just can't enforce the law. So this would be like in one of our state prisons here in South Carolina, if they said, okay, it's still illegal to break out of prison. However, every day, the first 50 who want to do it, you have to turn your head and let them walk out of the prison. Doesn't matter if they're terrorists, doesn't matter if they're murderers, doesn't matter if they're rapists. Got to turn your head, let them walk in. Trump would have been bound by this. He wouldn't have been able to enforce the law, and he would have had to let in almost 2 million of them a year by law. So it was, and it was the most bizarre of laws. It was a law that mandated the breaking of the law. This is what she's talking about. Well, but didn't she want more border guard? Yeah, she voted against more border guard in 2018. Why? Because they were going to actually enforce the law under Trump. Now she wants more border guard. Why? Because they're going to process the illegals that Trump or whoever's president next would be forced to let in. They're not going to enforce the law. That's what that bill said. That's why Trump stood against it verbally. He couldn't block it. He's not in office, unfortunately. So now she's rewriting history in the New York Times is helping her. So it's just trying to make her less scary. Text your rights. Please stop. Please keep talking about this problem of young men versus girls. Text your rights. Tara, my brother's conversion started when the girls he dated with the girls he dated in college. We grew up in a conservative Christian home. He's now married to a liberal and his entire life revolves around climate change. He does not believe in God. My best advice is to try to date girls you meet at church and still be very cautious as you hit college age. Text your rights. Somebody needs to put a microphone in Kamala Harris's face and ask her about Elizabeth Warren's statement. Text your rights. Regarding women in this country, I think it's our culture. A lot of them just want careers. They're not about family. They're about partying. I see this firsthand as a young man. Unfortunately, a lot of them have daddy issues. As a father of two daughters, you need to tell your daughter you love her constantly. I do worry about the future of our country. They say the population is going to crash having no kids. Another texter writes, finding a mate is already a huge problem for conservative males. I have a 20-something-year-old son who is highly conservative and always has been. He took the time to get himself established in his own business, and he's looking for a solid Christian woman who is interested in raising a family. Previously, in this country, that was a no-brainer. Now it's like looking for a unicorn. Texter writes,
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Kamala Harris once likened ICE to the KKK. But she wants to know you to know that now she is a border hawk. Oh, yeah. She's a border hawk. And just because she said we shouldn't even use the term illegal immigrant and illegal immigrating should not be illegal, doesn't mean she's not going to leave the border wide open. No, no. She is now committed to closing the border using, well, who? Oh, ICE. Didn't she say ICE was like the KKK, though? Here's her grilling Ron Vitriello, who then was head of ICE. Now, this is back when she was in the U.S. Senate less than 5 years ago. And here we go. All right.
What we would call today
Klan was a, what we would call today a domestic terrorist group.
Why? Why would we call them domestic terrorist group?
Because they tried to use fear and force to change political environment.
And what was the motivation for the use of fear and force?
It was based on race and ethnicity.
Right. Are you aware of the perception of many about how the power and the discretion at ICE is being used to enforce the laws? And do you see any parallels?
He's looking I do not at see any parallels between
I'm talking about
officers and agents.
I'm talking about perception.
I do not see a parallel between what is constitutionally mandated as it relates to enforcing the law.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
I see no
perception. Are you aware that there's a
that
perception?
That puts ICE in the same category as the KKK. Is that what you're asking me?
No, I'm very specific about what I'm asking you. Are you aware of a perception that the way that the discretion
I see
to
no parallel.
I'm not finished.
I see none.
I'm not finished. Are you aware that there's a perception that ICE is administering its power in a way that is causing fear and intimidation, particularly among immigrants and specifically among immigrants coming from Mexico and Central America? Are you aware of that perception?
I do not see a parallel between the power and the authority that ICE has to do its job and the agents and officers who do it professionally and excellently with lots of compassion.
Sir, how can you be the head of an agency and be unaware of how your agency is perceived by certain communities?
There is a lot of perceptions in the media and in the public that are incorrect about the agency.
But the perception exists, would you agree? Whether or not it's correct. And wouldn't you agree then that if that perception exists, there might need to be some work done to correct the perception?
I do want to advocate for the workforce, the vital public safety mission that they have to protect the homeland. And I think more people need to know how valuable they are to the society.
Yeah. She wants you to know she's tougher than Trump on the border, she says. Tougher than Trump. This is Kamala Harris less than 5 years ago. Here she is then. But this morning, the New York Times announced she has now reversed every major issue position that she held. So don't worry, she's moderate now. She doesn't believe this anymore.
Being an undocumented immigrant is not a crime.
I know what a crime looks like. An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal. An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal.
An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal.
An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal.
An undocumented...
It's more than 20 times she said it. I won't play the whole thing for you. Okay, but what will she actually do when she gets elected? Oh, she's going to be better than Trump on the border. She's tougher than Trump. Oh, so she's going to deport all those illegals? Nah. She's going to make them citizens and give them the vote. Here's Elizabeth Warren, senator, telling us what Kamala would do.
I believe we need to create a pathway to citizenship. All of that is a part of what we need to do for comprehensive immigration reform. Kamala Harris will work with Congress and get that done.
Uh-huh. Remember, this is the same person, all in the last 5 years, who said it was the height of irresponsibility to build a wall to keep out terrorists because terrorists would never come here. They would never do that, except now we know they would. More than 600 terrorist watch list designees have been caught on either the southern or the northern border trying to get into the country. Those are just the ones we caught. She said it would never happen. And it was the height of irresponsibility to try to keep them out. But why would she feel that way? Well, she thinks we shouldn't even use the term radical Islamic terrorist. So you can't use it. You can't describe her border policy of letting them in. Here she is on that.
You must have the courage to object when they use that term, radical Islamic terrorism, which ignores how Muslims have overdominated.
Must reject the term. She goes on to say we should reject the term illegal immigrant. Now, here's the ad she's running right now. And folks, this isn't targeted at you. You're smart. This is targeted at dumb people and Democrat voters. But then I repeat myself.
On the border, the choice is simple. Kamala Harris supports increasing the number of Border Patrol agents. Donald Trump blocked a bill to increase the number of Border Patrol agents. Kamala Harris supports investing in new technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Donald Trump blocked funding for technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Kamala Harris supports spending more money to stop human traffickers. Donald Trump blocked money to stop human traffickers.
Okay, this is such a lie. First of all, Trump didn't block anything. He's not in office. He can't block anything. That's a lie. That's why that part's kind of sketchy. What Trump did was refuse to support the Senate bill. What did the Senate bill do? It weakened federal law. The purpose of the Senate bill was to make sure that if Donald Trump was elected, he could not stop 5,000 illegal immigrant future Democrat voters from coming over the border. What it said was this. You can't close the border until after 5,000 cross. Well, is it illegal for them to cross? Yeah. You just can't enforce the law. So this would be like in one of our state prisons here in South Carolina, if they said, okay, it's still illegal to break out of prison. However, every day, the first 50 who want to do it, you have to turn your head and let them walk out of the prison. Doesn't matter if they're terrorists. Doesn't matter if they're murderers. Doesn't matter if they're rapists. Got to turn your head, let them walk in. Trump would have been bound by this. He wouldn't have been able to enforce the law, and he would have had to let in almost 2 million of them a year by law. So it was, and it was most bizarre of laws. It was a law that mandated the breaking of the law. This is what she's talking about. Well, but didn't she want more border guard? Yeah, she voted against more border guard in 2018. Why? Because they were going to actually enforce the law under Trump. Now she wants more border guard. Why? Because they're going to process the illegals that Trump or whoever's president next would be forced to let in. They're not going to enforce the law. That's what that bill said. That's why Trump stood against it verbally. He couldn't block it. He's not in office, unfortunately. So now she's rewriting history, and the New York Times is helping her. So it's just trying to make her less scary. Texture rates, please stop. Please keep talking about this problem of young men versus girls. Texture writes, Tara, my brother's conversion started when the girls he dated in college. We grew up in a conservative Christian home. He's now married to a liberal and his entire life revolves around climate change. He does not believe in God. My best advice is to try to date girls you meet at church and still be very cautious as you hit college age. Texture writes, somebody needs to put a microphone in Kamala Harris's face and ask her about Elizabeth Warren's statement. Texture writes, regarding women in this country, I think it's our culture. A lot of them just want careers. They're not about family. They're about partying. I see this firsthand as a young man. Unfortunately, a lot of them have daddy issues. As a father of two daughters, you need to tell your daughter you love her constantly. I do worry about the future of our country. They say the population is going to crash having no kids. Another texter writes, finding a mate is already a huge problem for conservative males. I have a 20-something-year-old son who is highly conservative and always has been. He took the time to get himself established in his own business, and he's looking for a solid Christian woman who is interested in raising a family. Previously, in this country, that was a no-brainer. Now it's like looking for a unicorn. Texter writes, Unfortunately, my son married a liberal. Their marriage lasted 6 years. He is a traditional man's man. Now, the texter writes, my 30-year-old son says that the dating pool is shrinking. He listens to Ben Shapiro and cannot even mention this to young women. Boy, I'd love to park one of them in front of Ben Shapiro for a while. A guy can argue. He's good at what he does. Very good at what he does. Okay, so after the last batch of lies by the FBI laid out in that congressional hearing last week were finally debunked in grand style, yesterday they sent the deputy director to lie to you again. Here's what they don't want you to know. Thomas Crooks, the shooter, was a rabid liberal. He wasn't just a liberal donor. Yes, he registered as a Republican, as any good liberal would do. That's what they were asked to do, to mess in our primary. But he didn't donate to Republicans. He donated to Democrats. And now it turns out he was a liberal troll, extolling the virtues of Joe Biden. He wants open borders, agreed with lockdowns, loved Kamala Harris, loved Joe Biden, and let everybody know it on Gab. This is amazing, folks. You realize the FBI came out and told us, Oh, you know, they don't, he didn't have any social media accounts. So weird for him not to. Yeah, but he doesn't. So, hey, we don't know what he thought. No motive here. And then Andrew Torba, who's the CEO of Gab, a very conservative social media site, said, excuse me, he did have an account. He did. I've got it. I froze it for you. Why haven't you sent me anything asking to see it? Well, that's a problem for the FBI. It's hard to FBI if you've got the social media account holder, the CEO of Gab, going, yeah, he had an account. Man, he was a rabid liberal. You should see it. Well, him saying this 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago, forced the FBI to subpoena him for the account. So now they got a problem. Okay, they got to cover this up because they cannot have Americans understanding that the very violent liberal rhetoric that Democrats have been slinging about the need to eliminate Trump and how he's going to have death squads in the street might have pushed Thomas Crooks over the edge. They can't have that going into the election. So they need a newer, bigger, better lie. So they sent FBI Deputy Director Paul Abate out to tell one. It was very, very clever what they did. They took a social media account that they suddenly could find from Crooks when he was just 14 and sounded like a right winger, and told America all about it yesterday in Abate's open statement. So this is the FBI now suddenly able to find his social media accounts.
Something just very recently uncovered that I want to share is a social media account which is believed to be associated with this, with the shooter. Some of these comments, if ultimately attributable to the shooter, appear to reflect anti-Semitic and anti-immigration themes, to espouse political violence, and are described as extreme in nature.
Uh-huh. Well, that was that social media account, which, by the way, remember, the FBI says he doesn't have any. Now suddenly he has some. It's only, they'd still be telling the old lie if Andrew Torba, the CEO of Gab, wasn't shoving it in all our faces. Good for him. So they tell you about the account he had when he was 14, 15. And he doesn't mention the one that he had in 2021, where he was a liberal troll. Here's Marsha Blackburn bringing up that one. Okay. I'll play that on the other side. Texture rates, please keep talking about this problem of young men versus girls. Texture rates, Tara, my brother's conversion started when the girls he dated in college. We grew up in a conservative Christian home. He's now married to a liberal and his entire life revolves around climate change. He does not believe in God. My best advice is to try to date girls you meet at church and still be very cautious as you hit college age. Texture rates, somebody needs to put a microphone in Kamala Harris's face and ask her about Elizabeth Warren's statement. Texture rates, regarding women in this country, I think it's our culture. A lot of them just want careers. They're not about family. They're about partying. I see this firsthand as a young man. Unfortunately, a lot of them have daddy issues. As a father of two daughters, you need to tell your daughter you love her constantly. I do worry about the future of our country. They say the population is going to crash having no kids. Another texture writes, finding a mate is already a huge problem for conservative males. I have a 20-something-year-old son who is highly conservative and always has been. He took the time to get himself established in his own business, and he's looking for a solid Christian woman who is interested in raising a family. Previously, in this country, that was a no-brainer. Now it's like looking for a unicorn. Texture writes, Unfortunately, my son married a liberal. Their marriage lasted 6 years. He is a traditional man's man. Now, the texter writes, my 30-year-old son says that the dating pool is shrinking. He listens to Ben Shapiro and cannot even mention this to young women. Boy, I'd love to park one of them in front of Ben Shapiro for a while. The guy can argue. He's good at what he does. Very good at what he does. Okay, so after the last batch of lies by the FBI laid out in that congressional hearing last week were finally debunked in grand style, yesterday they sent the deputy director to lie to you again. Here's what they don't want you to know. Thomas Crooks, the shooter, was a rabid liberal. He wasn't just a liberal donor. Yes, he registered as a Republican, as any good liberal would do. That's what they were asked to do, to mess in our primary. But he didn't donate to Republicans. He donated to Democrats. And now it turns out he was a liberal troll. extolling the virtues of Joe Biden. He wants open borders, agreed with lockdowns, loved Kamala Harris, loved Joe Biden, and let everybody know it on Gab. This is amazing, folks. Do you realize the FBI came out and told us, oh, you know, he didn't have any social media accounts. So weird for him not to. Yeah, but he doesn't. So, hey, we don't know what he thought. No motive here. And then Andrew Torba, who is the CEO of Gab, a very conservative social media site, said, excuse me, he did have an account. He did. I've got it. I froze it for you. Why haven't you sent me anything asking to see it? Well, that's a problem for the FBI. It's hard to FBI if you've got the social media account holder, the CEO of Gab, going, yeah, he had an account. Man, he was a rabid liberal. You should see it. Well, him saying this almost two weeks ago, forced the FBI to subpoena him for the account. So now they got a problem. Okay, they got to cover this up because they cannot have Americans understanding that the very violent liberal rhetoric that Democrats have been slinging about the need to eliminate Trump and how he's going to have death squads in the street might have pushed Thomas Crooks over the edge. They can't have that going into the election. So they need a newer, bigger, better lie. So they sent FBI Deputy Director Paul Abate out to tell one. It was very, very clever what they did. They took a social media account that they suddenly could find from Crooks when he was just 14 and sounded like a right winger, and told America all about it yesterday in Abate's open statement. So this is the FBI now suddenly able to find his social media accounts.
Something just very recently uncovered that I want to share is a social media account which is believed to be associated with the shooter. Some of these comments, if ultimately attributable to the shooter, appear to reflect anti-Semitic and anti-immigration themes, to espouse political violence, and are described as extreme in nature.
Uh-huh. Well, that was that social media account, which, by the way, remember, the FBI says he doesn't have any. Now suddenly he has some. It's only, they'd still be telling the old lie if Andrew Torba, the CEO of Gab, wasn't shoving it in all our faces. Good for him. So they tell you about the account he had when he was 14, 15. And he doesn't mention the one that he had in 2021, where he was a liberal troll. Here's Marsha Blackburn bringing up that one. Oh, okay. I'll play that on the other side.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.